Hello, and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm so grateful to be able to share this wonderful, beautiful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening ourselves up to God speaking to us through Scripture. I will read a piece of scripture today. It comes from the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter, starting with the 46th verse. I'll read it a total of four times. Each reading will be followed by about 2 minutes of either quiet meditative music or silence. During that time, you will be invited to reflect either on an aspect of the reading or your reaction or response to that reading in regards to different aspects of your life. Again, I thank you for being here with us, and may we now turn to God in prayer through Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen. And notice if there's a word or a phrase that just seems to jump out at you, that just seems to be meaningful or relevant without understanding why. Mary said, "My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you, my Savior, for you have looked with favor upon your lowly servant, and from this day forward all generations will call me blessed. For you, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. Your mercy reaches from age to age for those who fear you." Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase speaks to you in your life right now. Mary said, "My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you, my Savior, for you have looked with favor upon your lowly servant. And from this day forward, all generations will call me blessed. For you, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. Your mercy reaches from age to age for those who fear you." Thank you. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what God may be asking of you, how God may be encouraging you to respond, what you might want to do or to be in response to this word or phrase. Mary said, "My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you, my Savior. For you have looked with favor upon your lowly servant, and from this day forward all generations will call me blessed. For you, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. Your mercy reaches from age to age for those who fear you." Hear this reading now one last time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to either pray to God or simply sit silently in the presence of God. Mary said, "My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you, my Savior. For you have looked with favor upon your lowly servant, and from this day forward all generations will call me blessed. For you, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. Your mercy reaches from age to age for those who fear you." Let us pray. We thank you, gracious God, for your mercy and for your blessings, and how you reach out to all of us, even your lowly servants. Help us to serve you and to serve your children in what we say and what we do. And it's in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.